Ai, kia ora e te iwi hakarongo mai nei, he hakatata mai nei ki tā tātou tōnga te reo irirangi o te hiko te ika, iwa te kaumāwhitu ira tahi te iarere. Ai, runga te waia kōrero ko te Birdman Luke Bird, ai mi wene o ngā kōrero haka hau e pāna ki ngā pōti o te takiwā nei, o te rohe o te tai tukerau, tēnā koe, Luke.
Ai, kia ora e te iwi whānui, whakarongo mai nei kei te kāinga. And wherever you are across the motu and the world, welcome. And thanks so much for having me part of the show once again. And yes, the bird is with the word on the streets with the peaks. And today I've got more information about how we get up there and get our votes counted.
Ka pai, it is barely just over a week and then we're going to be closing submissions, as they would say, or closing for voting. But yes, give us a little bit more kōrero. I can at least say I've got my envelope.
Good man. Look, yes, Election Day is next Saturday, Itiwi, the 8th of October, and now is the time to get your votes in. So if you haven't got your votes, you've seen it on the kitchen table and you thought, oh, she'll be right, or you put it on the couch. No, get it ready, get it going. The best way to get it going is tick boxes, put it in the free post envelope and get it in by 5 p.m. next Tuesday, the 4th of October, and that way you get enough time for that mail to get delivered to the election office. However, there's also ballot boxes around the region as well, so if you feel like it's easier just to go down to your local and put it into the ballot box, then kei a koe te tikanga. But make sure you get it out there. Now, everybody should have received your voting papers by now. If you have not received them, it's either one of two things. One, you have not registered to vote, or two, the address may be wrong. And the best way to decipher which one is which is to give the electoral office a call on 0800 922 822. And that way you can also get a special vote in. So you may not get your papers sent to you, but you will get special voting papers to be able to get that vote counted. Because we want to make sure Te Tai Tokerau is leading the way. It's iwi, lead the way.
Ai, ka rawe atu wero o ngā kōrero. We have seen since last week that the council and John Carter, they had their last sitting as the council, and they will now be making way for those new ones who people can vote for. So, saying that, Luke, how has it been so far? What has been the response that you in the areas that you have been to have a little kōrero with some of the whānau throughout Te Tai Tokerau?
Ai, he pātai pai tērā, because there's a lot of things going on right now, Itiwi. There is a hype in the air, there are people out there campaigning, but there's a lot of Māori people are out there going, wow, we've finally got a seat at the Tepu, but it's all about the kaupapa right now and the kōrero right now. It's all about who is the best person that we should be voting for. But I think the best way you should look at voting is all about the how, not about the who, it's the how. So when someone says, oh, look, we need to be doing this, it's time for this, that is a person who is not necessarily going to walk the talk. You want to hear them say how they're going to make a change, when they're going to make a change, where they're going to make a change, because politics affects everybody. So right now there are people campaigning, there is lots of hype down here in Whangarei. I know there's hype up in the far north of Te Tai Tokerau, but it's all about making sure that if you don't vote, that is not a protest. When people say, oh, I'm not voting, that's my, because I'm not part of, I don't want to do that. Well, no vote is not a protest. You must vote if you want to be heard. It's the best way to get the right person that represents what you want sitting at that kaunihira, and especially right now when change is here, Iti Iwi. It's not coming, it's already here. And if you're not involved in the change, we'll get left behind. So make sure you get those votes counted. And as I keep saying, if you are not registered, you can still vote by doing a special vote by going to 0800 922 822. And if you have got your papers, make it count. Show your tamariki what's right. Make sure they know that voting is important. It's your democratic right to get your voice heard and to get that vote counted.
Ka pai, I like how you'll be able to share that with the whānau about the how. And also, absolutely, we've been hearing some of the councillors who have been saying what are their priorities and what they're going to be focusing on first and foremost, right at the forefront, off the bat, if they are to be successful in their campaign.
Absolutely, because we've also, remember, this is the Māori ward, and in Te Tai Tokerau we have got the Māori constituencies, which is so important. And for those putting their hand up to say, you know what, I'm keen to do this, that is awesome, but make sure they align to what suits your kaupapa and what suits you. For instance, you may be really aligned to biosecurity. You might be really aligned to pest control. You might be really aligned to looking after our waterways. Or you actually might be really aligned to, you know what, better public transport in my area. I want better roading on the Mangamuka Gorge. You want that person who's sitting at that tepu to be the biggest māngai for you, not for anyone around you, for you. Because your vote is personal. Your vote is for you, and your vote is only yours alone. So make sure you are doing the right thing that suits your kaupapa. And look, if you want to find out more on who's standing for which constituency and who you want to vote for, go to localelections.co.nz/vote. You can also go to Northland Regional Council's website and /representation, and it's got all the Māori candidates there. Because in the far north for the Northland Regional Council, we've got Te Raki, which is the Māori ward for there as well. Also, the Whangarei District Council's got their own Māori ward, and the far north. So make sure you're out there doing the best thing in Te Iwi, because voting's coming, and next week it's all going to happen.
Hore kau he kōrero tuatū I tērā e Luke, that is really helpful information. Actually, I'm going to go have another look myself after this.
Yes, good on you.
Yeah. So all the best for the mahi out there. We have been out here seeing different ones of our councillors, ones who are standing for mayor at our local markets on Saturday, the last few weeks as well. So any final kōrero, Luke, for our whānau out there?
Absolutely. Voting is important, as I keep saying, but no vote is not a protest. So don't think you're being the better person by not voting, because if you don't vote, you get left behind. And voting is like an opportunity. Opportunity is like a visitor. You never know if they come back. So make sure you do the right thing and get up there and make your vote count and make it heard.
Ai, tika tunu hoki atu ki tērā o ngā kōrero mā te huruhuru kārere. So your vote is your feather so that you can fly. Again, always appreciate your kōrero, Luke, and looking forward for the outcome.
Oh, I love it too much. Thank you so much, and I'll join you next week for another update, because we're almost there, Iti Iwi. We are almost there.
Let's grow, bless up, ka kite, kia pai tōra.
Ai, me koe hoki, bye!
Yeah, Luke Bird, tērā, me wera o ngā koro e pāna ki ngā pōti mō te rohe nei o te tai tokerau, mō hio marikana tātou mō ngā kaunihera, te kaunihera o te tai tokerau ki te raki, te kaunihera o te rohe ki te tai tokerau, me te koro matua, koiara ngā wahanga matua, me ngā wāri Māori, ara ko ngā turu Māori nō reira, ko tēnei te tautuatahi, he timatanga tēnei mō ngā turu Māori i runga i ngā kaunihera huri no i te motu. Hakarongo tonu mai ki tā tātou tāonga te reo irirangi o te hiko te ika, iwa te kaumāwhitu, ira tahi te iarere.